I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I just saw some NFL news. Hold on, I gotta find Adam Schefter's. You saw it?
Yeah, I have it here if you want it.
What is it?
Geno Smith. Remember, he's with the Raiders now.
Yep.
He's signing a 2-year, $75 million extension, and he'll be with the Raiders through the 2027 season. It could be worth that contract up to $85.5 million.
Wow. Dollars. Wow. All right. They are all in on Geno Smith. Still a little stunned by Jim Larranaga revealing in the last segment he has never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Crazy.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
That's something that everyone has had at some point. I thought. Like, I thought you would be hard-pressed to find anyone on earth that, and I would say, you know, like, over 50 or whatever, but you start having peanut butter and jelly sandwich when you're 5.
Yeah.
For so, sure. Like, I feel like you'd be hard-pressed to find people in this country who have never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Hawk, even if you don't love the combination, because I can understand that. I didn't love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches when I was young because I didn't like jelly. The texture at first just kind of, there was something about it I didn't like. But, for example, you forget lunch at elementary school, guess what they have for you? PB&J sandwiches.
Go to jail. Guess what they have for you?
Boom.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Wild to me. And he said, because I used to not eat jelly also. I used to have peanut butter sandwiches. Mm-hmm. He said, I've had jelly sandwiches.
Yeah, he did say that. But he also said he likes the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Well, the peanut butter in a Reese's peanut butter cup, though, is loaded with sugar. Have you ever just tried the peanut butter?
Yeah.
So it's not just peanut butter injected into a chocolate cup. It is the sweetest, most sugar-laden scoop of peanut butter that's ever been created by man. It's much more filled with sugar than a traditional peanut butter. So I would say he likes candy.
So you don't think he likes just traditional peanut butter? Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. Maybe it makes sense. But even that, like, get over it. Have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Crazy.
Come on.
You have a cat talk? Get us started here for the 3 o'clock hour. Cat talk.
Wow. Cat talk. Cat talk is sponsored by my friends over at Hollywood Kia, number one Kia dealer in South Florida. Right now, you get the star treatment when you head there on the corner of 441. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at hollywoodkia.com. Hawk.
Yep. I don't want to talk about her.
Okay. There's your cat talk. Let me just give you the standings then. The standings update.
Okay. All right.
The Leafs move 4 points ahead of the Florida Panthers and 3 points ahead of the Lightning. So the Cats are at Ottawa tomorrow. But
Ottawa.
It's not looking good in terms of first round playoff matchup. The Cats could end up on the road in the first round without home ice advantage.
Mm.
That's not good. I mean, it's not bad.
Well, I mean, certainly you'd prefer to have home ice. Yeah. There's no question.
Especially with the way we just thought this season was going. You know, like,
well, again, you got to give it the context, though. So many guys are out.
Yeah, no, I get
it. So many guys. The lineup you had out there last night is not the lineup you're going to see come the postseason.
Oh, no, I get it, but that's why I'm worried, Hawk. That's what I told you yesterday. It's not that I don't think this team is talented enough. Like, we know this team healthy is best team in the NHL or second best team in the NHL. But I don't know, man. Something just...
When do the NHL playoffs start? Something you showed me yesterday, I think. NBA playoffs when? Start April 15th and 16th?
Yeah, that's the play-in
tournament.
Those
are the play-in games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, final Panthers game is April 15th. I believe the playoffs start that Saturday for the NHL.
Begins April 19th.
Yep, that's Saturday.
April 19th, okay. Gets fun this time of year.
Right now, if the playoffs were to start today, the Panthers would be on the road to face the Lightning in the first round.
Doesn't scare me.
Okay. Easy dub?
I mean, this Vasilevsky guy, I'm not a big fan of, but doesn't scare me.
Just get me Chucky back on the ice, man, please. And Ekblad. Oh, do I miss Ekblad.
I mean, who is this guy talking? Guys crushed Aaron Ekblad for 3 seasons now. You know, sportsbetting.ag, they did Kevin Durant next team odds. You know who the favorite is?
Oklahoma City?
Houston Rockets.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Houston Rockets 2-1. Spurs 3-1. Sixers 4-1. Knicks 5-1. Mm-hmm. And the Heat 7-1.
Yeah.
I think he would love to play in New York.
Well, he was there, right? In Brooklyn, and it just didn't go that way.
Not the
Knicks, though. No, I gotcha.
That ain't Madison Square Garden, Jack.
Yeah, the self-proclaimed Mecca. Haven't raised a title since 1973, but yeah, people want to go there. Doesn't surprise me, though, Hawk. Houston, young team, really good. They have a ton of assets. And I was talking about this with Tommy yesterday because – you know, now with the Bucks, what does Giannis Antetokounmpo do? Hopefully Damian Lillard's okay, but are they going to run that back with Lillard, even if he's okay, next season? Like, haven't you kind of seen enough there? Hey, this just isn't working out. And there's rumors that, you know, Giannis might ask out. Like, even the Knicks, they've got a starting five where, like, they could trade two of them, keep Brunson, keep Karl-Anthony Towns, and you add a Kevin Durant, you add a Giannis, and you're loaded. Brunson, Durant, Kat, or Brunson, Giannis, and whoever, you know, you, me, and Jimmy run the two and 4 and 5. Like, you're in a good spot. So I think
who's the two and who's the five? Just out of curiosity in that three.
Well, I'm the five. I think okay. That's obvious. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I guess you'd be the two, and Jimmy would be the four.
All right.
No, but I don't know, Hawk. Like, I just feel like the Heat, they're going to struggle to get these big-time players that we're talking about this offseason because there's other teams with a lot better assets out there in terms of draft capital.
Somebody texts in, after spending 10 minutes per tooth last night, Solana stared at his reflection in the mirror and wondered, Hawks never flossed. I'm a sporadic flosser.
That's
some
crazy.
People, they just floss every night.
Yeah.
You know what it did? Ruined your gums.
I've got the floss, like the little string. I've got those little, I don't even know what you call them, like the little pig flossers.
Little plastic things. Yeah. That's got the,
yeah, I got that.
Yeah, you ruined your gum. I'm with RFK on this. You can't floss and you don't use fluoride in your water.
Maybe Kendall just hasn't been getting the right amount of fluoride over the past couple of years. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, you're going to get zero pretty soon. All right, let's do a quick look at the headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. I want to play the Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies that we did with Crowder a year or so ago. I want to give you some lines for tonight's Heat game. And a lot of stuff to get to. We have the Counting Crows tickets as well. Quick look at the headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Hawk, we kind of glossed over Calais Campbell yesterday because end of the show Monday, I think it was, or Tuesday, he signed with Arizona. And yesterday, we didn't really get to it. Any concerns about that at all? Aside from, hey, we love Calais Campbell. Sucks he went somewhere else. We get it. More money. It is what it is. But my question to you is, A, should the Dolphins have paid him whatever he wanted? Not $50 million, but $7 million. And B, is Calais, or was he ever coming back to Miami?
Like, is that a sign that a guy who is a class dude looks at the organization from the inside and says, I'm not going back there?
It
because
like,
we thought he was super happy here. He had an excellent season. Let me read you, as long as you're bringing that up, let me read you what Chris Perkins wrote. Did you see what Chris Perkins wrote in the Sun Sentinel?
I did not.
Okay. Here's what he wrote. Former Dolphins defensive tackle Calais Campbell is officially gone. He's signing with the Cardinals. Now what? Well, if you're the Dolphins, this is a crushing loss. Understand that Campbell's departure shouldn't change anything in the Dolphins' on-field offseason plan. They shouldn't have counted on Campbell returning. So him leaving for Arizona, the team that made him a second-round pick in 2008, and a place where he spent his first 9 seasons, shouldn't be alarming. However, when it comes to the much-needed culture change on the Dolphins, this one hurts badly. Again, this is Chris Perkins writing. The 38-year-old Campbell, a former Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year, a possible future Hall of Fame selection with 110.5 career sacks, all-around class act, was needed in this regard. Don't discount the need to reset the Dolphins' culture. I think it's part of the reason why they had issues with things such as tardiness and penalties last year. Again, this is Chris Perkins writing in the Sun Sentinel. Vic Fangio, the Dolphins' former defensive coordinator, reportedly thought some players were more concerned with partying than winning. I regard culture change as the Dolphins' number one overall offseason need. On the field, the Dolphins' number one need is figuring out how to beat playoff teams. They're 4-16 versus playoff teams in the past 3 years. In the draft, the number one need is cornerback. But overall, Chris Perkins writes, undoubtedly, the number one need is culture change. In that regard, losing Calais Campbell, who had 52 tackles last season, 7th on the team, and 5 sacks, tied for 3rd on the team, is huge. If 33-year-old left tackle Teron Armstead, another culture-setting guy, decides to retire, it's going to be interesting to see who fills the leadership vacuum. Remember, the Dolphins recently cut 32-year-old running back Raheem Mostert, another player who set a good example. I've told you my main issue with the Dolphins is this area. I think they're more driven by numbers and publicity, contract extensions, statistics, and social media than winning. I think the 2023 combination of having the league's number one offense and getting those contract extensions and restructures poisoned some in that building into a sense of entitlement, a sense of thinking winning was inevitable. Don't get it twisted. The Dolphins want to win. But the money, stats, and publicity made some of them think they were closer to the top than they were. It made some think they didn't need to work as hard. some in that building bragged about the number one offense stat as though they'd advanced to the AFC Championship game. They bragged about quarterback Tua Tagovailoa being in the MVP race in 2023. When I pointed out such things as that the offense only averaging 16 points per game as the Dolphins stumbled to a 1-6 record versus playoff teams, I was told to refer to the number one offense ranking. Again, this is Chris Perkins writing. That's misplaced values. It should be about winning, not statistical achievements. By the way, don't give me the players are different nowadays speech. I'm guessing mindsets are different in, say, Pittsburgh, where Mike Tomlin is the coach, or Baltimore, where John Harbaugh is the coach, or Kansas City, where Andy Reid is the coach, or the Los Angeles Chargers, where Jim Harbaugh is the coach, or the Los Angeles Rams, where Sean McVay is the coach, or, well, you get the idea. The Dolphins, since 2022, the time I've been back covering the team, they haven't had a seriousness about them, haven't had that winning purpose, that focus. They also don't have an edge, a necessary nastiness. The Chris Jones episode still puzzles and bothers me. The Kansas City star defensive lineman was seen laughing in the dejected Dolphins locker room after Miami lost to the Chiefs in the 2023 playoffs. Remarkably, not one Dolphins player objected. Anyway, attitude change can happen with the Dolphins. I've seen changes in this regard on a few levels in my 30-plus years career in college and pro locker rooms. I've covered the 2003-2004 Miami Heat, which was Hall of Fame guard Dwayne Wade's rookie year. They were an overachieving, plucky, happy-go-lucky bunch that showed lots of grit by upsetting New Orleans to win a first-round playoff series. Attitudes changed for the 04-05 Heat after they traded to acquire Shaquille O'Neal. Championship expectations took over. Despite Shaq being the biggest kid in the league and constantly joking around, a more workmanlike attitude and serious championship focus became the norm. The Heat lost to Detroit in the 05 Eastern Conference Finals, mainly because Wade had a rib injury, but they won the title in 06. I covered the University of Miami football team from 97 to 99, the lead-up teams to the 2001 title team, possibly the greatest team in the history of college football. I noticed a difference when the team came back for the 1998 season. Guys were physically more defined. I especially remember a difference in Hall of Fame safety Ed Reed. And attitudes were more serious and focused. The result was a title in 2001. The 1998 University of Miami football team underwent a major transformation. The 2005 Miami Heat underwent a major transformation. I haven't seen anything close to a comparable culture change with the Dolphins. And Campbell's departure makes it less likely we'll see such a change with the Dolphins. You didn't know bringing up that topic was going to unleash that, but Chris Perkins was thinking what you were thinking. How does this affect the Dolphins? He thinks it's a calamity.
Yeah. Because when we reacted to that news 2 days ago, I said, hey, the biggest value for Calais, in my opinion, and I'm not inside the locker room, so I don't know, but in my opinion, was his leadership. And what's right now the biggest detriment to Mike McDaniel in terms of public opinion down here in South Florida? We're not necessarily putting all the blame on lack of winning on McDaniel. We're putting lack of discipline and lack of control of that locker room and a big personality on Mike McDaniel. Now you lose your captain, the most well-respected, well-liked guy with the most veteran leadership in your locker room. To me, it was almost a red flag of he knows what's really coming and he decided to jump ship before it goes down.
We'll find out, because you could certainly extrapolate that. But there is a concern, obviously, if you think that there's a vacuum in the locker room when it comes to leadership. If you lose Calais Campbell, which you have, and then Teron Armstead, like Perk points out, possibly, and you've lost Raheem Mostert, those are veteran guys who could have had McDaniel's back, who could have helped change the culture. And now you go, okay, well, who's going to play that role?
I'm all for Greer having his draft picks go fill holes through the draft. That's inevitable. That's what's happening now. Okay, fine. I'll buy into it. Let's give Chris Greer, because I don't have another option, let's give him this opportunity. But there is something to be said, Hawk, about guys who have been in the league who can turn a locker room from having the type of mindset the Dolphins have, which is, hey, let's just win a playoff game, to no. We're trying to win a title. We're trying to set a standard of championship or bust. And yeah, Perk puts it perfectly. I don't know if that's the standard in the locker room as much as they talk about it. I just don't think it is.
Obviously, the Dolphins aren't as concerned. They could have paid him what Arizona offered. They chose not to. But it'll remain to be seen. That's been one of Chris Perkins' constant talking points, writing points throughout the last couple of seasons.
Somebody's texting us, so you would have paid $7 million for Calais Campbell. Yeah.
I mean, you could certainly make the argument that, yes, you should have. I understand not doing it, but I don't think anyone would have batted an eye if they did pay him that.
You can't stop the run. And if you can't stop the run, you can't beat Buffalo. And right now, the Dolphins' defensive line is a tragedy.
Yeah.
Outside of Zach Sealer. Like, Neil Farrell? Matt Dickerson? Like, I don't think people realize the tragedy that is the Dolphins' defensive line outside of Zach Sealer, who's 30-plus now. I don't know, man. Good luck.
You agree with Perk.
Maybe, though, Hawk, my Calais Campbell take from 365 days ago will end up being true this season. I just jumped the gun a year.
Interesting. Okay. Be a third down player.
Guy's a bum. Going to play half the season.
He was so good. What a surprise he was.
Crazy. And he was fun to follow this year, right? The personality, the guy. He was just fun. It's one of the better stories around the NFL this year. The Heat play the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at 7:30 p.m. Final nationally televised game, Hawk, tonight on TNT.
Oh, I didn't know it was a TNT game.
Yeah, but your only local coverage is right here on 560 WQM. And the final back-to-back of the season for the Miami Heat. Second night of a back-to-back tonight.
All right.
Of course, they kicked the Celtics' ass yesterday. You had Celtics fans hitting the exits early. Thanks to Pella Larson, Davion Mitchell,
how many points did the Heat put up by the end?
They scored 122 points yesterday. Whew. I think the final was, let's see. I have it written in my notes, but I'll just pull it up. Yesterday, they beat the Celtics by 21 points, 124 to 103.
Whew. A lot of points.
No, they kicked their ass. It was awesome. Oh, I love beating the Celtics, Hawk. Oh.
Just, I know you do.
Nothing better, man. This Jason Tatum. Do you see what Tatum did? He pushed the ref, slapped his arm away. This Jason Tatum, he gets away with anything. He gets away with that. He could do anything.
Man, when you channel Zaslow, it is wild.
No, I mean, I'm being serious.
I'm telling you, you don't realize you're doing it. It's the role that you play now with being a Heat broadcaster. But, man, this Jason Tatum. You see his Tatum? Hey, he could do anything he wants. He can push a ref's arm. Nothing. That's whatever he wants. It's Jason Tatum.
Hawk, every time I watch Jason Tatum, it just baffles
me. You seen Pearl Jam? This Pearl Jam, they got the even flow. They got Jeremy.
It baffles me that he can push off on anybody. On anybody. It doesn't matter who's in front of him. He'll push off. Yesterday, Pella Larson, after they scored bucket, Jason Tatum walked underneath the rim to the baseline like he's going to go inbound the ball. Pell Larson grabs the ball, throws it to Jason Tatum. He didn't spike it at him. He didn't roll it on the ground. Just a normal toss. Tatum looked at the ball, let it hit his chest, and then tried to big man Pell Larson. Like, yo, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing? So the ref walks over. The ref puts his hand on Tatum. Like, hey, settle down. And Tatum just slaps him. Slaps the ref. And the ref didn't do anything. Just crazy, man. Insane. Other than Bill Simmons make a documentary about that.
All right, Zaz. Anything else?
Marlins lost yesterday, but the Braves stink, okay? Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Braves are 0-7, by the way, start the season. Yeah. They play tomorrow, three-game series. And Inter Miami lost 1-0 to LAFC yesterday. First leg of the quarterfinal in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. They'll play the next leg next week here in South Florida. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the 70s or some rain. Expect through tonight. Drive safely. That is your weather.
I think we could sneak in the Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies in the next segment that we did with Crowder a little over a year ago, or probably exactly one year ago, because it was probably Eddie Murphy's birthday when we did Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies in honor of Eddie Murphy's birthday today. We'll do that in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Hawk and Crowder.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today is Eddie Murphy's birthday, as I said. And a year ago or 2 years ago, whenever we did this, we did a Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies. Crowder was here. He's off today. Crowder was here. Solana was here. We all went around the room, and I figured rather than just revisiting Mount Rushmore's of Eddie Murphy movies, we'll give you that segment so you know where we all stood at that moment. Again, I think mine has changed. I think I'm taking out Harlem Nights and putting in Trading Places. But anyway, here's the way that the Mount Rushmore sounded last year. Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies. I'm going to give you mine just so everyone knows what the correct answers are, and then we'll listen to the nonsense that Crowder and Solana have put together. But this is the unequivocal Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies. 48 Hours. Beverly Hills Cop. Ach well, it's like a dog to scratch. Delirious.
Mm-hmm.
And Harlem Nights.
Boy, you had some on there, Hawk. The only problem.
Well, I know you're going to have Life on there.
You got caught up in the buddy cop movies. You can't
48
have
Hours.
Two, you have two buddy cop
48
movies.
48 Hours,
there.
Put them on the map, and Beverly Hills Cop improved upon 48 Hours. Delirious, if you've never seen that stand-up comedy film, is one of the all-time greats. That's where he's wearing the red jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And Harlem Nights, that cast is just so strong. It's not just Eddie Murphy who plays Quick, and he's good. Red Fox,
bro.
Della Reese, Richard Pryor.
Yeah. There's 30 comedians in that
It's
movie.
Great. It's great.
So you already called out two of mine, which are on the list, hands down. Harlem Nights, you're right. If that's not on your list, you never watched it. And Life is my favorite movie, not just of Eddie Murphy.
I know. And it's great. You turned me on to it. It really is fantastic.
Two comedians freestyling a prison movie, and it's just a genius movie. I love it. Like I said, between that and Pulp Fiction, one, two movies of my life. You throw Avatar at number two or three. Life, Harlem Nights. I put Raw and Delirious on one line because I didn't know about the stand-ups.
Gotcha.
And how did you leave off Coming to America?
I had a difficult time doing so because it was either Harlem Nights or Coming to America for
yes.
me. And I love them both. Harlem Nights, though, I'm telling you, because of the cast,
mm-hmm.
I just love that movie. Although, he's probably funnier in Coming to America than he is Harlem Nights.
Because Harlem Nights, he shared the...
And he's not the funny guy. He's more of the smooth guy.
Yeah. Richard Pryor is the star of Harlem Nights.
Right.
Eddie Murphy's the star of Coming to America.
Right. Solana, let's hear how you wreck Eddie Murphy's birthday.
Oh, don't do that. I thought both of your Mount Rushmores were great. I watched Coming to America simply because you two made it seem like it was Eddie Murphy's best movie of all time. I had never seen it. I watched it the day before Coming to America 2 came out, and I thought it was hilarious. Like, I thought it.
Coming to America's great.
Yeah. Like,
Wipers!
I love when his dad leans in by the elephant. I assume you were having sex with your babies. I do.
One of the few movies you guys have told me to watch that holds up, and it may be one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's great. So is it on your list?
No.
Okay.
Gotta hear this.
I lobbed it up for him.
Shrek.
I mean, come on.
You don't even see him.
So?
I mean,
yeah, it's a cartoon. Like,
like, how could that be on his Mount Rushmore of movies?
You're joking, right?
Does he play Shrek? Who plays Shrek?
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers. He's Donkey. Yes.
Mike Myers, I don't even think, was supposed to play Shrek. It was supposed to be, who's the fat guy that was on SNL that died? Chris Farley.
Hmm.
And Mike Myers, they had almost finished Shrek with Chris Farley, passed away. Mike Myers did it in his normal accent. And then forced the studio to redo the whole thing in a Scottish accent. And they lost a bunch of money doing it. Obviously made it back. Shrek ended up being huge.
Yeah.
Like a huge.
Shrek speaks in a Scottish accent during the movie?
I don't know accents. I don't think it was Scottish.
It's an accent.
I feel like this is his weekend story. I think this whole thing is made up.
He made this up because I have never heard this before.
You make up this entire thing.
That Solana. May have been made up. Look up though.
I mean, it's wildly specific.
He had me too. I'm staring
into
the glass.
It's wildly
like, wow.
specific, but it. But I think it might be made up.
It may have been made up. I may have dreamt
Chris
that.
Chris Farley, Shrek.
Google that.
All right.
You are.
Oh, look at that.
Crap.
Chris Farley was at the height of his career. With his career's upward momentum continuing, Farley was cast as Shrek. Before his death in December 1997, he had reportedly completed about 85% of the dialogue. Look at you.
Then they brought in Mike Myers. He did the whole thing in English, like in normal, his normal American accent. And then he decided, because he's a creative genius, that he wanted to do it in an accent. Maybe it's not Scottish, but it's some sort of, you know, dialect of the UK.
It says, fictional biography, Shrek is a large, green-skinned, physically intimidating ogre with a Scottish accent.
Boom.
Huh.
I happen to know.
He got the entire story right.
That's crazy.
Happen to know a lot about Shrek. Great cartoon. Anyways, can I can continue on here with my Mount Rushmore?
Accent. Let me just see if you really got that correct.
What, are you checking multiple sources now? I mean,
yeah, nobody does that, Solana. You're right.
Mike Myers, who is of Scottish heritage, suggested a Scottish accent. It's a working people accent. Wow, you've got this entire story right. This
Boom.
Is
good job,
so
Solana.
Beyond shocking. I don't even know what to do with it.
I was so unsure of it as I was saying it, too. It's
wow.
So remarkable.
All right, go ahead. So you've got Shrek.
Shrek. Mulan.
I don't even know what
that
is.
He was in Mulan?
He's Mushu in Mulan.
Who's Mushu?
You're joking, right? He's the dragon, the mini dragon. He's like a lizard. Mushu.
About Mushu was something else.
All right.
Shrek 2. Now, hear me out. Hear me out. Not better than Shrek 1, but I happen to believe it's one of his best roles.
Right, the way he builds on the character of
it's
Donkey.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
He takes Donkey to a new level. As much as you thought you knew Donkey.
Donkey's so deep in that movie.
And then,
no, you get an actual glimpse of who Donkey really is.
Well, if you happen to love Shrek 2, to round out my Mount Rushmore. Man, you're gonna love Donkey and Shrek the Third.
That's funnier than anything Eddie Murphy's done in the last 20 years.
Turns all into right. a stallion.
There you go. All right. I take it all back. Mine was incorrect. And Solana's is right
Good
on.
Good job, Solana.
Shrek, Mulan, Shrek 2, Shrek the 3rd. All right. Let's get headlines here. Happy birthday, Eddie Murphy. Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha
Eddie
happy hour.
Eddie Murphy hates your list.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford truck. Super. I was going to go like Dr. Doolittle. I think I nailed it, though, with that. I mean,
there's some good ones up there.
Nutty Professor.
I'm sorry.
Nutty Professor. What's his name?
Noster Huxtable.
Noster Huxtable. Nutty Professor's good. Norbit. You don't like Norbit. Norbit's hilarious.
Perfector.
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 You're real good at your job.
I'd have seen it if it was Nutty Perfector. Somebody texted something funny. Solana's fourth should have been all other movies he's done a voiceover.
Do you see Daddy Daycare?
Terrible.
Terrible.
Oh, I love that movie, man.
Terrible.
Wasn't there one with Cuba Gooding Jr. in it, too? Wasn't he in one
with
of
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. Wasn't he in a Daddy Daycare?
Trading Places was a great movie.
Trading Places was
the new movie on Netflix is funny. With Jonah Hill.
I haven't seen it yet.
That's funny. There's a bunch. Oh, Golden Child. Someone just texted it.
Golden Child.
A great
that should have
movie.
Been on my list.
It's really difficult because he's had as many bad movies as good ones, but the good ones are great.
I was just going to say, he hadn't made a movie that I think should make the list since the turn of the century.
It's been a long time. If you exclude the animated movies, then it's really few and far between. Boomerang was a good movie.
And then him being him, because for some reason, once he put those fat outfits on, he couldn't not stop not being somebody else.
Right. Yeah, he got into a little realm where he was just doing those.
Sherman Klump, yeah. And then Norbit.
Yeah.
Then the old Asian dude in Norbit. Like, he got into the costumes crazy.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy's deep in the corner. Now, what's he doing there by himself? Oh, he's going to kick that ball out to Duncan Robinson looking for a grand shot. Oh, my gosh, he got a three.
Hawk and Crowder.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.